I want to learn up with you together a piece in Michtav Melio, Chelik Beis, page 46. I feel like I'm a Reformed temple. But at least it's not the English Michtav Melio, yeah? There's nothing wrong with that. The famous Chazal, it says by the Meraglim, I want to learn up a piece. He teaches Oysa Zach, which is a framework and a context for the avodah of Ben Amtzorim. Chazal say that the Shas, the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael cried the whole night, what's going to be with us? Because Ruchu doesn't like us. Shtein Chazal that the Eibishter said, Ate b'chisim b'chiyah shalchinam. Lefichach ekva lachem b'chiyah l'dayvus. You cried for no reason, in vain. So I'm going to make you cry. You cried. And that was the night of Tisha B'Av, which is the night of the Chorban, the day of the Chorban. So you all know this Chazal, you've all heard it so many times. So the superficial understanding is, it's me, the connected leader. You cried, so you're going to cry. Crying, connected crying. But the Michtav Melio of Dessler explains a much, much, much deeper understanding, which gives a framework for the Avoida. He says like this. What was the first crying? Why they cried? They cried because they said, the Eibishter can't take us into Eretz Yisrael. Chazaku mimenu. They're stronger. There's a lack of bitachon. What's bitachon? I'm explaining a little bit what he says over here. Bitachon is dveikus, says Rav Dessler. What does that mean, bitachon is dveikus? Bitachon means that the Eibishter is a reality in your life. The Eibishter is a reality in your life. The person who lives with bitachon, a person is dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His lashon over here is upag. He says the chisaron of bitachon is the chisaron of dveikus. What I understand what that means is that you're not living with the Eibishter. You're not living with the Eibishter. You're not connected to him. A lack of bitachon is a disconnect from the Eibishter on a practical level. It means you're living a life in a vacuum where the Eibishter is not in the life. So Melo, things look very scary. Things look out of control. What's going to be? I'm not going to say that a person that lives with the Eibishter knows that everything is going to be okay. That the Eibishter knows. But the chaos that you feel you're living in, that I feel the vacuum of the emptiness, that the Eibishter is not with me, that's a lack of dveikus. Very interesting approach. A lack of bitachon is a lack of dveikus. He calls it, it's a chisaron in pnimius, in a person's fundamental internal relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means your relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something inside of you. It's not part of your life. It's not part of your reality. And when the Eibishter is not part of your reality, so you're not going to be talking. So you're living in a jungle. You're living on a ship in the middle of a storm. That's the Bechiyah Shachinam. So you cried for no reason. So the Bechiyah Shachinam came in the Meraglim from a lack of dveikus, from a lack of pnimius, from a lack of connection, from a lack of experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one Bechiyah. And what's the Chorban? So here's where it kicks in, the famous Chazal. Chazal said, it says in the Pasuk in Truma, V'shachanti b'soy chom. Chazal Darshan, it doesn't say V'shachanti b'soy choy. It doesn't say that the Shechina is going to be in the Mishkan. B'soy chom is Klal Yisrael. Shocking Pasuk. It means the Shoresh and the root of the Hashroas HaShechina and the Beis HaMikdash slash the Mishkan is the Shechina that's in every year. V'shachanti b'soy chom. What does that mean, by the way? What that means is that in every year in his neshama, there's a spark of the Eibishter, which articulates itself in the fact that a person is makir, that there's a boyri. I mean, it's not that sometimes we feel, sometimes more, sometimes less, we feel there's Eibishter. That hargosha, that hakora of the boyri comes from the chelik, that's not shrosa, right? When we say v'shachanti b'soy chom, what does it mean that the Shechina is inside of you? It means a person lives with the Hakara, that is a Bayre. So the articulation and the expression of the Hashroas HaShechina in Klal Yisrael is the nekuda of Hakaras Abayri, that I'm with Eibishter. The Eibishter is there, he's with me, I'm experiencing it. By the way, I don't mean the word feel, which all of you think I mean. I'm not talking about feelings, okay? We don't feel these things necessarily. I'm talking about the understanding, the Hakara, of recognizing that there's an Eibishter that comes from, the Zloshan over here is, Ein Paisik Mimenu Hanitzot HaKadosh HaPnimi HaChovri B'Toch L'Bishol. This spark, which is the Hakoras Hashem Bifnim HaLev, that's Tashuras HaShechina. And that, he says, that spark inside a person never goes away. Every year it has it, it could be covered over by 1,000 layers. He says, that's the pshat in the pasuk in the Teichacha, it's brought out all the Svam. In the end of the Teichacha, what does it say? L'me'astim v'le'me'galtim l'chaleisim l'hafei b'risi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, at the end of the day, gives it up. The Sfas Emes says, more than once, he brings down from his Zayda to Chedush HaRim, that we say in Shemona Esrei, Mogein Avram. So it comes from the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avram Avinu, Anochi Mogein Lecha, I'm going to protect you. What does it mean? It says the Sfas Emes, B'Shem Zayda to Chedush HaRim, that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the Nekuda of Avram Avinu that's in every Yid. That's always there, it never goes away. I have to tell you, there's a book that came out. Some of you know there was a very, very gvaldik tzaddik and Talmud Chacham, Reb David Trenk. You ever saw the book? Any of you read the book for Art School? You read the book? It's this incredible Rebbe. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Adelphi all the years. He worked with a lot of Bachrim. I was there, he was my learning Rebbe 48 years ago in Camp Monk. I'm old. He stood on the table and bit my ear. I'll never forget it. What? The Vazachas. He had unbelievable chiyas. And this Yid, he was also a Talmud Chacham and a Masvid and a Kaddish. He has been learning 48 years ago, exactly. I was 13. Yeah. And stood on the table, danced on the table, bit our ears off. He had a Mishunadika Ava for Bachrim. He was Mekariv and Mechazik, hundreds or thousands probably over the years. Probably thousands. I was once in Lakewood to speak. It was one of my first times I ventured out of the neighborhood here to go speak in public. I spoke in Lakewood at some event about Chinuch. And he was vaistus curious to see what happened with me 30 years later. I was a little kid then in Camp Monk with a little knitted yarmulke, which I switched afterwards, a year afterwards. And he came to see me, he stood in front of me, he sat in front of me like this, looking at me, like this. What happened to Elephant? And I said over this, Mogen Avram, I said over this Sfas Emes, in the middle of the speech there, that Mogen Avram means that the Eibishter protects the Nekud of Kedusha every year. And he came over to me after, he said, Yosef, where's that Sfas Emes? Yeah, I'll never forget it. And then I realized, after he was Nifter, but I also chapter b'shas meister that was this guy. The reason why he was able to recover thousands of bachurim was because he saw the nekuda in every kid, the nekuda of the nitzot hakadusha that he's talking about. So, and this fasemis spoke to him. That was his hesped. Yeah, this is talking. He was going to eat me up. He said, "Where's this fasemis?" That was the guy. That was the person. That was the man. The Mogen Avram. I just remembered it, forgot. The Heiliger of David Trenk is a Chatzadik of Kodesh Levrocha. Ah. Ashrian Ross is this. So the Bechtav Yehoshua says that this is the Nekuda of the Ashrian Ross in every person. That's the Hakoros HaBayri that you have. No, then he says, we go weiter. He says, Achidei Averis V'chatoim V'skarvus L'Toma. But if you do Averis and you get close to Toma, so you detach yourself from that nekuda of kedusha. That's called galus. Shchinta begalusa starts off inside a person. That the shchina inside of you went out to galus. It went off. You're not connected to it. He says a shocking lashon. It's not connected to ani shaloi. It's not connected to you anymore. You don't identify with that nekuda. It's there, but there's a wall between it. So he says Galus, the same way the Shechina Ashosriya starts inside of you, the disconnect from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of you. So the greater Galus, the greater Churban follows that. That when, the same way the Shechina comes to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, when a Yid connects with the Shechina inside of Mishkanti B'Seichom, is the other way around also. When Klai Yisrael as a whole starts to be Isaac with Narishkeit, what's his Lashon? Chumrius v'amaratzis, Gashmius and Amaratzis, yeah? When Klai Yisrael gets attached to Gashmius and Amaratzis, the Shechina says, I'm disconnecting, we're going into Galus. So what happens on a personal level when you're into Gashmius and Amaratzis happens on a communal level. But the communal level is just a picture, it's a CAT scan of what's going on in every private Yid. Zokter, so what's the inyan of Bechia? So what are you crying about? So when you cry about your detachment from the Eibishta, you'll be misakin the crying of the Meraglim. Because the crying of the Meraglim was a crying of disconnection. The crying of the Meraglim was a crying of disconnecting, of not living with Eibishta, not being dovak in him. And the crying of Tisha B'Av is the crying of reconnection, that I feel the lack, that I don't feel like living with Eibishta anymore. Eibishta left. He's around. He's covered over under. It's like the uranium by the Iranians. It's covered over. It's there. But it's covered over by 50 tons of cement. You can't get to it. You can't access it. It's there. You can't access it. It's separated from your ani. It's separated from your daily life. The same way by the Meraglim, the crying was an expression of the... You'll ask the Meraglim, you don't believe in God anymore. They say, yeah, but he can't do the job. That means it's a detachment from the reality. It's, yeah, deep down it's covered over, but so what's the crying of Tisha B'Av? The crying of Tisha B'Av is I miss that. I want to reconnect. And that's the oimik, says the Bichtav Eliyahu, of the connection between the... So it's not just crying, connected to crying. It's crying which expressed tsar, which was a crying of disconnection. And the crying of Tisha B'Av is, I want to reconnect. I feel missing. I feel not connected. I feel alone. And then he says, Amar Dekazach. The Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Lamed, Kol Mis Abola Yerushalayim, Zeicha V'Roya B'Simchasa. Anybody, she makes a diuk. Anybody who's Abol, Zeicha, should have said, Yiske, Lasse, what's Zeicha? What do you mean, Zeicha now? The Yerushalayim wasn't rebuilt. Says the Bechtav Yehu, Gam ata roye hatikun bifnim levovoi v'samach boi. Hear myself? He says that without the ikur galus thoughts inside of you, so if you're misabel and Yerushalayim, which means that you're expressing a yearning of having a relationship with the Eibishta hakoras habayri back inside of you, so then you're already zeicha v'roye b'simchasa. You already have that simcha ready now. Whether or not that's enough to go build up the Klal Yisrael base and mikdash, that's a different story. Of a zeicha roye, you'll be zeicha right now. What are you going to see? You'll see it inside of your heart. Is lashon roye hatikun bifnim levova. You'll feel right away the tikun on the spot. The samech boy, and you'll be happy with it. Kol misabla Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya b'simchasa. You'll see the simcha of that right now, this second. You don't have to wait for the binyan beis hamikdash, because at the end of the day, it's about your reconnection. As Lefi Zeh, we have a different look. I saw Mari Dekamiri. The Miri says over there in Tainis, he says a zal lashon. He brings down all the dinim of Avelus and Tisha B'Av, and then he says, "Dechol shenoyeg b'yoyim zeh derech mitzvah melumada." If on Tisha B'Av you're going to go through it, yeah, the habit, this, that. The einoy ma'oyres liboy l'sabar Yerushalayim, einoy zeichav roev is mechasa. Aitzis kol m'sabar Yerushalayim, says to me, no. If you're not going to be ma'oyres, you're going to do it habitual, you're not going to be zeichav to see it. What's the pshat? What do you mean? The guy did all the halachas. He put on his sneakers. He sat on the thing. He waited. He did all the minhagim of Tisha B'Av. He waited for kinnis to end. That's the main minhag, no? He spent the rest of the afternoon thinking about what he's going to eat. Also minhag of Avelus. He did all the minhagim. I was a bocher. He used to have cantatas about the Holocaust. They still have it? I remember I once went to Camp Aguda 49 years ago, and they hung my first cousin in the Warsaw Ghetto. I'll never forget it. I cried. And that's why I had tears left. I wasn't sure what I was crying about. My cousin just went up. But we don't have our grosha soleil. These are artificial tricks. It's nice. It's good. I remember the nigun they sang while he was being hung. Maybe a different time I'll sing it for you. We didn't have, in Camp Monk, we didn't have cantatas. We had a dover drink. They didn't have cantatas. That was for Camp Agudah. Camp Agudah, they still have cantata? What? They still hanging people once again?
October 7th.
Moon on October 7th? No, but they made us cry. And it was a good thing. It was fine. But the Miri says that if you do the Minhagi Avelus without the Hargoshas Halev, why? What's that? Because the whole inyan of the Avelus is the tsar that you're missing the Eibishta. And if it in your lave, you don't feel you're missing anything. So it has no meaning. You're not being Zechar Rebbe Zibuchasa. There's a Moritik Gazach. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote in his Siddur, the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur. He says a shocking lotion. Imoli lohoya ela oven zebi adenu. If we would only have this one chet, she'ein misabal ma Yerushalayim karoya, that we're not misabal on Yerushalayim, that would be enough that our goal is so long. Continues Rabbi Yaakov Emden. For who be'enai, he said, in my eyes, hasiba ha'krev ha'yesa gluya atzuma v'chazaka, in my eyes, it's the main reason, l'chol ha'shmadais ha'muflogas ha'gdeilas ha'neiraz ha'mavilas rayonim. It's the reason of all the unbelievable, shocking, incomparable annihilations and destructions that have found us in our goals. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was coming after the Kazakhs who killed millions of Yidden, wiped out thousands of towns, after the Crusades which killed all the Baalei Taisus in Europe. And the reason is, v'sheyotza ha'evel ha'loz milibeinu, because this avel has left our hearts. Our hearts. And Rav Dessler brings down, afterwards, he says a famous cynical line. He says, he brings a list of all the tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni. The Yidden were expelled from England. Girur Sfad, expelling of all Spanish Jewry. First World War, they all started on Tisha B'Av. And then he says a cynical line. He says, if the King of Spain in 1492 would have known what Chizuk his expulsion gave to Klai Yisrael over the Doris, because he threw them out on Tisha B'Av, he wouldn't have sent them out. Volte gewusst, a zach chizuk that he gave, that they saw another thing on Tisha B'Av. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden means to say. What's the pshat of that? What does Rabbi Yaakov Emden mean to say? That this is the cause of all the Holocaust that we've been through, the Crusades, the Kazakhs, tens of millions of Yidden killed and wiped out, a sea of blood in our history. What is that? He says it's because you're disconnected from the Eibishta. That's what the Miri says. It's not enough to go through the motions. The person has to be'oiras ha'leiv, because that's the tikkun for the not living with the Eibishta. And the good news is that we all have inside of us this spark of Magen Avram. We all have inside of us this spark of the Magen Avram. It's there. But it's dormant and it's covered over by years and years and doiris and our own personal distancing ourselves. These are days which are mesugul to light the fire. That's why they gave the avoid. What was the avoid for? Lo'iris alev. And lo'iris alev is a tikkun for the Shekhinah leaving us. Lo'iris alev means that I make a cognizance of the Eibishter in my life, in whatever area a person needs to. That's why he says a lashon, by the way. He says something very interesting. He says, Al yidei averus v'chatoyim v'iskarvus l'tumah, person gets close to tumah. Yitzer ha'adam choymas barzel bein hanekuda kedoisha shebeliboy ubein hanishalei. Here's that poetic lashon. By a person getting close to tumah and other things like that, he builds a wall between this nekuda and your ani and you. It means it's detached from your reality. And the avoida of bein hamitzarim is to reconnect. that the Eibishter becomes part of your reality. That's what it means for Shachanti B'Soichem. That's already the binyan of Beis Mikdash. And he says, "Amari Tikazach." That's Zeichem for Eibishter B'Chosa. As far as you're concerned, you can be Zeichem the Simcha of the Zach. It may not have an effect in the Bria yet. That's the collective Beis Mikdash. But a person has the ability of calling himself. A person thinks about it. A person gives attention to it. That I'm empty. I'm disconnected. I don't feel that the Eibishter is part of my reality. That's mamash the tikkun for the Meraglim, because the Meraglim was the Eibishter wasn't part of their reality. That's the Yisayit of Kol Abis Abla Yushalayim Zeicha V'Roya Bismachasa.